Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 20th of Ramadan, and our topic is Laylatul Qadr, or the Night of Decree. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, He raised some nights and days over others in virtue. And no doubt, the best night of the year is Laylatul Qadr. Due to Allah saying subhanahu wa ta'ala,
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, while we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout all of the year, it is the prophetic sunnah to increase this worship in Laylatul Qadr, in the night of decree. And this sunnah of seeking Laylatul Qadr is so that the believer does not miss the blessings and virtues of this great night. Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Tahawwar Laylatul Qadri fil witr." Seek the night of decree in the odd nights among the last 10 nights of Ramadan. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. And my dear brothers and sisters, the best thing we can do in these nights is the night prayer. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih." Whoever establishes prayer on the night of decree out of sincere faith and hoping for a reward from Allah, then all his previous sins will be forgiven. This hadith is also found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us increase our prayers on these nights more than our prayers on other nights. And also let us increase in our dhikr of Allah, our remembrance of Allah, and also in our reading of the Quran, pondering over the meanings of the Quran in full sincerity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow our hearts to find comfort in His promises and to forgive all our sins. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey Him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.